Number 21 is from the Director of Human Resources, an adopted resolution ordinance amending Chapter 17.6.1b of the County Code of General Ordinances regarding overtime compensation to make them consistent with the provision of the Fair Labor Standard Laws. This is a quarterly report. It is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Any comments? Director Mitchell, would you like to give us a first summary?
Sure. Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Just to reiterate and explain, this report captures FLSA-exempt employees' overtime, not the non-exempt. So the ones that aren't eligible to receive overtime pay under the federal law, but here at the county, due to ordinance, we actually allow them to accrue overtime that they work beyond 40 hours, and then at the time of termination or other points, they can be paid that amount out. So this is a quarterly report. One thing I'll just point out to you is that this report will tell us a comparison between now and what's been paid out and a year ago, but what it doesn't tell us is why right now we have so much more overtime than we did a year ago. So I can't tell you why the numbers are so much higher right now. Mm-hmm. That amount of analysis just isn't available in this report, and I don't have it, but it's more of a snapshot of what are we paying now in overtime compared to what we paid or what people accrued a year ago this time.
Is there any time at which such an analysis is presented?
Right now, there's no requirement for that. However, in the realm of metrics and a lot of the things that we need to be looking at going into 2013, there's a lot of analytics we should be working through and providing, and we're working on some plans to make that happen. This is one of those items.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just one comment on that. I'd actually appreciate knowing what the departments are that are incurring overtime.
Do you prefer to see it broken down by department or something like that?
You don't have that.
I don't have that, but in the future we could try and build that in.
Looks like Mr. Session has something.
In looking at the raw data, we see that the two main departments are the behavioral health division and the election division.
Okay.
That would be expected.
Could you repeat
what you just said? Could you come to the
Thank
you.
We've been getting yelled at all day. If we're getting yelled at, you need to get yelled at too. All right. Otherwise, you're just going to go.
Mr. Chairman, the question regarding the departments which are incurring overtime and where we're paying it, the two main departments are the Behavioral Health Division and the Election Commission.
Supervisor Schmidt.
And again, you know, reports, I know this is worth the work, but I presume when the comptroller does the budget, he's looking at the departments again and the payments for staff, the things we talked about today already. I guess my only question would be, is there like a five-year snapshot? I mean, is this raising red flags? Is this looks like it's pretty typical, a little bit more than we were seeing last year? And the usual departments, these are the usual departments. And if that's true, then it does say here, though, that human resources is supposed to monitor these kind of overtime costs. But you can make sure departments aren't using these overtime costs excessively. So I guess that would be my only question. Is there some monitoring we are doing in this? Well, we're not at all the statistics in front of us at this point.
The comptroller's office actually is the one that gives us these numbers for us to report. So we can work with them to more precisely hone in on where we need to address resources or attention or more fiscal monitoring.
I mean, you know, we get the idea, you know, especially in behavioral health, or someone helps us certainly justify, if that's the right word, maybe that's not a good word, but to look at when they're asking for more staff. So that's what's helpful, I think, in these assistance sides. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other comments to the director, Mr. Session? Questions? Thank you very much.